An examination of mental health is at the core of the musical Next to Normal, the current production from Theater Squared. There are still more than a dozen performances left, including a special performance Wednesday night, hosted by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences Psychiatric Research Institute. Recently, cast member Rita Harvey and director Amy Hertzberg came by the Carver Center for Public Radio to talk to Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums.
The Tony Award-winning and Pulitzer Prize-winning musical Next to Normal examines bipolar disorder and a family's attempt to take care of itself when faced with crisis. It's been called the future of musicals. With 2 weeks left in the run, I asked Rita Harvey, who plays Diana, and Amy Hertzberg, the director of this production of Next to Normal, about their thoughts midway through the theater run. We'll hear from Rita first.
What changes is it always kind of deepens, and you find new things as you go. And what I've loved this last weekend is that I felt like there wasn't the same show twice. I feel like I found new things every time, which was so exciting and scary and exciting at the same time, you know, exhilarating. That's what I feel. I feel like it just gets deeper every time.
Amy, you have seen this through rehearsal. You've seen opening night. You've seen other productions. What is it like for you seeing it again?
I think it's always in process for everyone as it's deepening mm-hmm. for the actors. I'm also able to view things. But the number one thing that allows me to view things differently is the fact that we have these audiences, and which is so wonderful. And I've always said that the audiences in for our theater are the best, most generous, lovely, lovely people who want to be a part of this theater experience. And so actually you learn a lot through having the audiences. We have, you know, one preview before we officially open, and every audience is different, though. Also, they all have their own personalities, and sort of seeing the way, and that's the joy of theater, that a new piece lives every single performance. It's just one of the great joys, but of course it also makes you think.
The community, based on the reviews that I have seen through Twitter and Facebook, have embraced this production. I mean, that's not unusual for a Theater Squared production, but this script, these songs really seem to be striking people.
Can I also add these actors?
Yes.
Because the cast is amazing. They are the dream cast. And to take the tiniest bit of credit for that, as the
you
person
take
who
all
cast
the credit
them,
for that. You cast us.
I was really interested in people in their auditions, in finding the hearts that we would desperately want to follow in this story, and to find the actors who related to the material in that way and who were extraordinarily giving. Because I think it takes a lot of, you know, courage for an actor to truly live in the place in their heart in front of us that this piece is asking. And that was my great goal. And for every single person that is in the show, they have brought that. They have brought this real piece of themselves and what they really care about that matches up with what their character cares about. And I think that that is making, you know, one of the things that people are responding to so enormously.
You have to be the characters in Next to Normal are somewhat, on occasion, more than somewhat vulnerable. I mean, there are vulnerabilities on display.
Very vulnerable, yes.
And so for you to say that this cast has brought what they need to bring, that takes a lot of work.
It takes a lot of work and a lot of trust. And thank God we extremely trust Amy and we trust each other. And we've talked about it a lot, that we've built such incredible relationships together and such trust, because you're just bearing your soul. And if you didn't trust that, you know, the people around you were going to be, hold you and, you know, and really respond to that and be careful with that, and then, you know, it'd be harder to do. But we all really do trust each other, and we all care so much. And it shows, and it you know, we've fallen in love with each other, all of us. So we really love doing this, as painful as it can be, some of these places that we live, horribly painful, but it's become kind of cathartic, and you find that that it's good to share this story with the audience, because it can be cathartic to them.
Rita Harvey is Diana in the Theater Squared production of Next to Normal. That run continues through May 12th. While inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, Rita sang one of the numbers from Next to Normal, a song expressing the sadness and frustration that can be associated with trying to deal with bipolar disorder. The song is titled, I Miss the Mountains.
There was a time when I flew higher. Was a time the wild girl running free would be me. Now I see her feel the fire. Now I know she needs me there to share. I'm nowhere. All these blank and tranquil years, seems they've dried up all my tears. And while she runs free and fast, seems my wild days are past. But I miss the mountains. I miss the dizzy heights. All the manic magic days and the dark depressing nights. I miss the mountains. The highs and lows, all the climbing, all the falling, all the while the wild wind blows, stinging you with snow and soaking you with rain. I miss the mountains. I miss the pain. Mountains make you crazy. Here it's safe and sound. My mind is somewhere hazy. My feet are on the ground. Everything is balanced here and on an even keel. Everything is perfect. Nothing's real. Nothing's real. Where the air is clear and cuts you like a knife. I miss the mountains. I miss the mountains. I miss my life. I miss my life.
Rita Harvey singing I Miss the Mountains from the musical Next to Normal inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. The Theater Squared production of Next to Normal resumes Wednesday night with a special performance hosted by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences Psychiatric Research Institute. For more information about that performance, you can look for the link at today's edition of OzarksAtLarge.com. Additional performances of Next to Normal run through Sunday, May 12th. You can also find out more at our website. Accompanying Rita for her performance inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio, by the way, on the Mary Baker Rumsey Steinway piano, was Amy Herzberg, the production's director. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
Every day on PT, we travel around the world of classical music. We feature highlights from concert performances, recordings not available on CD, not available on YouTube. In fact, the only place you can hear them is on our show. We'll go from a big, beautiful concert hall in Amsterdam to a rustic retreat in the hills of Vermont on Monday's Performance Today from 8 p.m.
Performance Today, this evening at 8 o'clock here on KUAF 91.3 FM.